This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel is warning all residents in northern Gaza City they have 24 hours to evacuate their homes and relocate to southern Gaza. The spokesman for United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the order was received by UN personnel in Gaza shortly before midnight local time. The order covers approximately 1.1 million people, including those taking shelter in UN schools and healthcare facilities. The Israeli military says civilians would only be able to return home when another announcement was made. Spokesman Stefan Dujarric says such an evacuation would be impossible to carry out without devastating humanitarian consequences. He said the UN is urging Israel to rescind the order to avoid turning what is already a tragedy into a calamitous situation. The order comes as Israel launched new attacks on Gaza Thursday. Israel says it has dropped 6,000 bombs on Gaza since the last Saturday's shock invasion by Hamas militants that killed at least 1,300 Israelis. The airstrikes have killed at least 1,500 people in Gaza. The UN said nearly 340,000 Palestinians have been displaced from their homes in Gaza. The World Body's Humanitarian Office has launched an appeal for nearly $300 million. Israel's military has deployed about 300,000 reservists near the Gaza border in preparation for a possible ground invasion. Meanwhile, the United States is now blocking Iran from gaining access to $6 billion deposited in a bank in Qatar last month as part of a prisoner exchange deal. Sources close to the matter tell news outlets that the U.S. and Qatar had agreed to block Tehran from the funds. The money represents proceeds of Iranian oil sales that have been held in a South Korean bank. The money was transferred to Qatar in exchange for last month's release of five Americans being held in Iran. This is VOA News. The funds were intended for humanitarian purposes only, but the administration of President Joe Biden had come under intense criticism from both Democratic and Republican lawmakers after the invasion of Israel. The lawmakers argued Iran could use the money to support terrorist organizations such as Hezbollah and Hamas. Officials in New York say the state is on high alert ahead of global pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian demonstrations planned for Friday. New York City Mayor Eric Adams and New York State Governor Kathy Hochul held a news conference Thursday to outline their security measures and law enforcement deployment to safeguard communities.
There is currently no intelligence showing any active threats in New York. That is the entire state of New York. But in a moment fraught like this, we will continue to exercise elevated vigilance and impose measures to deter any potential violence.
Heightened U.S. security concerns, particularly over possible flare-up of anti-Semitic violence, was spurred by the recent wave of bloodshed after the Hamas invasion of southern Israel from the Gaza Strip. A contender for Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives has dropped his bid for the seat, VOA's Alexis Stroop reports.
Republican Steve Scalise has ended his bid to become House Speaker after failing to secure the votes to win the gavel. Scalise told GOP colleagues at a closed-door meeting late Thursday of his decision. Next steps are uncertain as the House is essentially closed while Republicans try to elect a speaker after ousting Kevin McCarthy from the job. Scalise says the Republican majority, quote, still has to come together and is not there. He had been working furiously to secure the votes after being nominated by a majority of his colleagues, but after hours of private meetings over 2 days, it was clear lawmakers were not budging from their refusal to support him. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
A founding member of the legendary U.S. R&B group the Isley Brothers has died. The New York Times says Rudolph Isley passed away Wednesday at his home in Chicago at the age of 84, quoting his brother Ernie. Rudolph Isley and his brothers Ronald and O'Kelly first hit the charts in 1959 with the classic hit, Shout.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout.
The Isley Brothers' other hit singles include Twist and Shout, It's Your Thing, This Old Heart of Mine, and That Lady. Rudolph left the group in 1989, 3 years after the death of his brother O'Kelly, and became a Christian minister. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter, and remember to download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.